Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, February 6th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha through our articles, data, and advanced tools. Try it today at seekingalpha.com/premium. Our top stories today. Trade comes back into focus. Next round of notable earnings. And sleepy IPO from mattress firm Casper. Leading today's news. Fresh records on Wall Street are set to continue after China said it would have tariffs on $75 billion of U.S. imports as part of its efforts to implement a recently signed Phase 1 trade deal. The tariff relief adds to hopes the global economy may be able to avoid a major shock from China's rapidly spreading coronavirus, with Dow futures pointing to opening gains of 100 points, after soaring nearly 500 points on Wednesday. The gains weren't limited to the U.S. The overnight session in Asia saw the Nikkei rise 2.4%, Shanghai advanced 1.7%, and Hang Seng climbed 2.4%, while Europe opened in the green with the Euro Stoxx 50 up 0.6%. In other news, Twitter will report results before the opening bell, and analysts are expecting higher user engagement to drive a rebound from a big earnings miss in Q3. After the bell, Uber is expected to add to its staggering losses, though investors will be looking for updates to the loss-making company's path to profitability. Helped by promotional plans, T-Mobile is likely to post a rise in fourth quarter revenue and will likely comment on its 5G expansion and impending merger with Sprint. Planning to list on the New York Stock Exchange today under ticker CSPR, Casper has priced its initial public stock offering at $12 a share, down from an earlier range of $17 to $19 per share. That values the company at around $500 million. Down from the $705 million it valued itself at last week, and a significant hit for the company that once prided itself as a unicorn. The days of growth at any cost are over, said Santosh Rao, who researches IPOs for Manhattan Venture Research. You either have to be profitable or take a haircut. A technical committee of OPEC Plus has added a third day of meetings after failing to reach a recommendation on an emergency summit of oil ministers. Delegates are split over the threat the coronavirus poses to global consumption, with Saudi Arabia pushing for immediate and deeper output cuts to the opposition of Russia, whose budget is more resilient to lower crude prices. Oil is already down sharply from this year's high, falling into a bear market last week. Central banks are hurrying the pace at which they are looking at issuing their own digital currencies, known as CBDCs. As Facebook's push to launch its own crypto has raised questions over who will control money supply in the decades ahead. The Fed is conducting research and experimentation related to distributed ledger technologies and their potential use case for digital currencies, including the potential for a CBDC, Governor Lael Brainard told the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Leaders of six major central banks, including the UK, the Eurozone, Japan, Canada, Sweden, and Switzerland, are also undertaking joint research on digital currencies and may hold their first meeting in Washington in mid-April. Investors in HSBC will have to wait even longer for the bank to name its next permanent chief executive, the Financial Times reports. Expectations were high that interim CEO Noel Quinn or an external candidate would be appointed to the position before a sweeping shakeup was unveiled on February 18th, when the lender reports full-year results. The plan would reshape the company dramatically and involve at least 10,000 layoffs and shrinking HSBC's investment bank. Stepping up its innovation, 7-Eleven is testing out a pilot cashierless store at its corporate headquarters in Texas. It uses a dedicated app and proprietary mixture of algorithms and predictive technology to know what each customer is buying. Sound familiar? Amazon has been testing a similar concept at its Go store since 2018. Retail technology is evolving at a rapid pace, and customer expectations are driving the evolution, said 7-Eleven CEO Joe DePinto. New restrictions introduced last week by governing body World Athletics, sole thickness of no more than 40 millimeters and inclusion of carbon fiber as long as it's on one continuous plane, didn't just spare Nike's controversial Vaporfly sneakers from a ban. The company's AirZoom AlphaFly Next Percent, a prototype of which Eliud Kipchoge wore in October to run a marathon in less than 2 hours, also falls within the new requirements. That may mean a surge in sales for the sneaker giant ahead of the Tokyo Olympic Games. In a move likely to further inflame tensions between the Chinese company and Washington, Huawei Technologies has filed a lawsuit against Verizon, alleging the U.S. carrier used 12 of its patents without authorization. At issue are areas that include optical transmission and digital communications, but not next-generation 5G technology. Huawei is simply asking that Verizon respect Huawei's investment in research and development by either paying for the use of our patents or refraining from using them in its products and services, read a statement from the company. Breaking up Alphabet is still on the table in the multi-state Google antitrust probe, according to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. "I'm literally open to doing what works. I would look at any remedy as a possible solution," he added. "I want this to benefit the most number of consumers." Reports suggest the DOJ has also reached out to more than a dozen companies in its antitrust probe, including publishers and advertising agencies, as Google's online ad tools become a major focus of the investigation. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, gold, and crude oil are all set to open in the green. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha at seekingalpha.com/premium. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.